Is programming fun? Programming is a language on top of your spoken language. It is not a language for people, it is a language for machines. Both are equally important. Being able to program is as huge as being able to talk to other people and/or read books. And learning programming today is nothing like what it used to be a few years ago, because today you have artificial intelligence. There are three major sources of information on programming: video tutorials that you just look at, text tutorials that you follow, and artificial intelligence that you ask questions about odd things and then learn terminology from. The biggest thing about AI is the code snippets. It will just give you tiny, delicious little bits that you inhale and instantly comprehend. It's wonderful to learn today. There are two hops that you need to make before you can get comfy. Set up your environment and get your foot through the door. I recommend buying a $100 computer with Linux already on it. This is a class of low-powered computers called SBC, which stands for Single Board Computer. And from here, you just search the internet for how to install Node.js and look for some Node.js boilerplate projects as you watch your videos. Ease of publishing is also a notable hurdle to get over. Rust, or PHP even, or the unwisely vilified C++ are kind of hard to just put out there. But JavaScript, being the language of the web, is easy to publish, especially on a static server where you will never have to worry about hackers. If you begin your education with JavaScript, you can make web page experiments instantly. A code bin comes to mind, especially a split-screen code bin. It's a great mad science project to learn from. It is a kind of a little live code editor where you can share and program things. When you work with desktop applications or find some secure way of doing it, you can make your online web applications editable. It is a very fun challenge, and quite the challenge to secure it all. A WikiWiki is also a great start. Of course, here you don't have to worry about code execution and exploits. WikiWikis are more powerful than ever in the age of AI, as AI can help you with whatever you are typing up. Personally, I'd love to write a code cookbook with the aid of AI. There is so much to JavaScript that 100 of such books is needed. Just now, in my own code endeavors, I returned to a silly garbage collector idea or pattern or mistake, where I have a setter called GC, and each time I assign a signal listener to it, the resulting unlisten function is pushed onto a garbage collector array. Seriously, it is just this.gc equals some signal dot subscribe. That eliminates brackets and multiple lines of code. It is a bad practice, but boy oh boy is that readable. This Friday, I wrote a language parser that parses a lot of things. JSON, JavaScript, GraphQL, anything with brackets is game. That was a really fun little thing to be working on with AI. It really makes you think about language, about its syntax and structure. really, the brackets mark the beginning of a branch of a tree. And then everything inside is just a flat wall. And you can nest the brackets to infinity. So you're just building a tree with your code. A nice way of looking at it. A programmer is just a happy watchmaker. The pieces can be tiny or very big. And it is all so incredibly fun. Stupid fun. I have honestly not been bored since I was little. Like maybe 7 years old. Anytime nothing is happening, I'm either diagramming or going over code in my head. Just now, I pushed myself away from a gnarly templating engine for my visual programming language. In a year or so, I'll be doing advanced interface design based on fantasy futuristic user interfaces, and I'm already dreaming about that. I must have written some 10 visual programming languages by now. This one is the first where animation and state machines dictate the way. So the animation will have to finish playing for the interface to resume doing what it was doing. Quite an interesting challenge. I was just writing this little wrapper for enveloping some distant code and easily extracting HTML snippets for use in interface work. I left myself a tiny to-do node to make a caching mechanism to speed up the searching of the big template file. And at one point, I asked the AI about parsing document fragments, a kind of an unusual thing to be doing, and later showed it the code that I ended up writing. I like giving AI feedback to see what it says. And the AI took a quick look and did my little to-do for me without me asking. I have never experienced such gentle magic before. I'm sure it's been instructed to fix some to-dos that it can handle, but it was just a fantastic little experience. Truly. Now is the age to learn JavaScript, or as we should call it, ECMAScript, precisely because AI is so darn helpful and so full of ideas and snippet and guiding advice. In closing, the biggest thing about programming is not a thing in the programming world. I don't know how to describe it very well, so let me tell you a tiny little short story. On my way to a cash register recently, I passed by a father looking at Christmas toys, and I told him, "Just get the kid a computer. Programming will change his life." Adding that while I've always been poor, I have never, ever been afraid of poverty. The man somehow immediately understood what I meant and walked off in deep thought. You see, programming is somehow about finding strength and pushing fear, about becoming overpowered and extremely capable. Some say that programming is a superpower. But those tend to be rooted in a rational world. I think programming is more like powerful or infinite magic from a fantasy world. It is a perfectly limitless power that does not need explanations. You just sit down and create.